the art of storytelling. Is it any wonder that a man who spent his early life as a naval officer would have the most exotic stories to tell? Well, Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov did just that. He traded in his life on the sea for a career as a composer. On the next Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra concert, we'll present Rimsky-Korsakov's masterpiece, Scheherazade. That very dramatic statement opens the book on the tales of the Arabian Nights. The music you just heard is the ominous theme of the Sultan Shahryar. This sultan frightens the beautiful young maiden Scheherazade, who is the latest in a long series of women he has wed for one night only. Apparently, the sultan gets bored with his new bride, and so customarily has her executed the following morning. He's been running out of beautiful young maidens. So Scheherazade comes up with a scheme to see whether she can put an end to this. She catches the sultan's fancy, and he marries her. On their wedding night, she enchants him with a wondrous tale, a story so compelling that the sultan is taken in. But Scheherazade craftily leaves the story unfinished at night's end. Anxious for more, the sultan stays her execution so that he can hear the end of the story the following morning. Scheherazade keeps this up night after night. Finally, after 1,001 nights, the sultan decides that Scheherazade should stay as his wife. Scheherazade's radiance, and perhaps also her fear, seem to be represented in 5 chords at the beginning of the work, and they're played by the woodwinds. Her pleading voice is given to a sweet violin solo. The soloist always starts on a high E and spirals downward. And 3 times surrounding this solo, you'll hear gentle harp arpeggios. Here's how it sounds all put together. The first story concerns the sea and Sinbad's ship. The low strings have to create the rolling sound of the ocean waves as the ship sets out on its journey. You hear this mostly in the celli as they navigate several strings to have that long arc to the sound. As Scheherazade continues to weave her story, the solo violin, which seems to be her voice, continues to represent her. Next comes the tale of the Calendar Prince. Calendars were wandering beggars, and a royal prince, probably bored with his life, disguises himself as a member of the wandering tribe and finds a life full of adventure. Rimsky-Korsakov uses unusual solo instruments to great effect. For instance, he decides to use a solo bassoon, an unusual choice. And to add to that, the accompaniment is given to four double basses way down here. The calendar beggars get caught up in a battle, probably some sort of turf war. We hear trumpets and trombones sounding the alarm. The Adagio movement of Scheherazade is a love story, the story of the young prince and the young princess. There's a youthful 6/8 meter tune. It's probably the signature of the eager prince. And that tune is blanketed by gorgeous chords in the lower strings. A coquettish clarinet introduces the princess. Perhaps her costume has some sort of sparkles or bells. It gives the composer a reason to add drums and triangle and a hint of tambourine. Thank you. When I listen to this music, it's really hard to believe that Rimsky-Korsakov was basically a self-taught musician. They say he was barely adequate on the piano, and he dabbled a little bit in playing the cello. But as a young man, he was taken under the wing of Balakirev, who was basically the czar of Russian music at the time. Rimsky had a natural genius that Balakirev saw, and he encouraged him, and Rimsky's technical skills advanced. The final movement of Scheherazade shows those skills at their best. There are two stories concerned in this movement. One is a festival in Baghdad, and the other is the depiction of a ship dashed to pieces on the rock. The festival is marked by vigorous dancing round and round in circles. There's a repeated note in the strings, and the flutes start off the dance. There's a lot of use of explosive percussion. It comes out with great effect. When the dance reaches its highest pitch, our attention is turned again to the sea. Perhaps we've been dancing on the shore, and we see something unusual on the water. It's Sinbad's ship, and the ship is in trouble. With a mighty crash, the ship is dashed on the rocks, and Sinbad is no more. Just as all these stories began, so they end, with Scheherazade's radiant chords. I hope you'll come to hear the Kalamazoo Symphony when we play Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. What a great way to immerse yourself in an exotic adventure.